Welcome back to the High School Show on KTWH LP 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota. So, you heard them in the intro, but here they are. We have our two new additions to the High School Show. Logan, you were here last week, but...
What's up?
So, you guys can introduce yourself. That'd be great.
I'm Logan Cox.
And I'm Elizabeth Scoggin.
So, what got you interested in radio? What appeals to you about it? Or who talked to you more specifically?
So, I first did an interview earlier this year for robotics, and after I did that, I just fell in love with radio.
I was performing in the Cabin Fever Lever, and basically Jackson was like, "Hey, do you want to be on the radio show?" I was like, "Sure, sounds great."
So, speaking of Cabin Fever, what did you guys think of that? Because you were both there.
I absolutely loved it. I thought it was such a good time. Everybody who performed was super amazing.
Yeah, and I was lucky enough to be able to perform in the show, and it was awesome. All the performers were fantastic, and I just had an awesome time. It was the bomb.
All right, so it's great to hear that. I love it. I was fortunate enough to get to half Cabin Fever Reliever. I could tell that story later, but not right now. So now I just want to get to know you guys. I know you guys, but the audience might not know you guys, or probably don't. So I'm going to ask you some random questions I got written down here. So the first one, if you won $10,000, what would you do?
You want to go first?
All right, I can go first. If I won $10,000, I'd be gone. I'd be traveling the world. I mean, I should probably give some to my family, but I'd probably just be traveling the world, going to England and Ireland and just all these other places in the world.
I've done some research, and I think that'd get you a couple months going around, so...
Yeah.
You could probably handle a lot more in, Southeast Asia, but in Europe, it would be a lot less time.
Yeah, that's
more expensive. Okay, favorite fruit, go.
Banana.
I don't like fruit.
Okay. And Logan, I forgot to ask you, what would you do with $10,000?
I would buy Twitter and delete it, and then reinstall Vine.
I don't think you know how much Twitter costs.
I will make a generous offer.
I don't think $10,000 is going to cover it.
I will throw in cookies. Yo, whoever owns Facebook, at me.
Okay, coffee, tea, hot chocolate, or none?
Hot chocolate's, where's that?
Probably have to go with hot chocolate.
You can add whipped cream on hot chocolate.
See, I'd agree with both of you. Hot chocolate is the best. Coffee is bad.
I mean, it really depends on what kind of, coffee is one of those things where you can add so many different flavors to it. And hot chocolate, it's just chocolate. But with coffee, not only is that customizable to your specific flavors.
And so is tea.
And tea. I'm not a big tea fan.
Neither am I. If I'm sick, I'll put a lot of honey in something.
Yeah. But, coffee is really good if you want to, if you need to study for exams. Just don't drink too much.
I mean, I think coffee is, there's certain types of coffee that people don't like and certain type people, do like. But hot chocolate, everyone likes hot chocolate. There's, one type of hot chocolate. I mean, there are other, flavorings of hot chocolate, but everyone likes hot chocolate.
It's
just chocolate, water, and warm.
Okay, so now...
You add the warm later.
Chocolate milk, and then you get some warm in there.
Yeah, you gotta throw in the warm.
Okay, so milk chocolate. I'm sure you know what that is. It's chocolate, but with milk added. Yeah. Now, how much milk do you need to add before milk chocolate becomes chocolate milk?
I feel like once it gets to the point where you can no longer hold it in your hand, then you most likely have chocolate milk.
Okay.
I mean, I think once you get to the consistency where you can swallow it and you still don't have chocolate chunks in there, I think that's when you get to chocolate milk.
The minute you don't have to start straining it through your teeth, I feel like you're good.
Okay, now, aliens, real or not?
Real.
Not real.
Oh.
Fight me.
This is going to be some debate. Dream travel destination. Elizabeth, you kind of told yours, but...
Oh, dream travel destination.
Just a destination, a place.
All right. It'd be in this nice beach where no one else is there and it's just me, and I'd have this nice little cabin or something, and I'd just be on the beach, and it would just I could go swimming, and there'd be this nice high cliff I could jump off or something. It would be amazing.
Sounds awesome. Logan?
I don't know. Probably Rome, maybe. Rome's kind of pretty. Or New Zealand.
You could roam around.
gosh, aren't you just hilarious?
And I'm going to tell mine because I'm very self-centered. Here's my dream.
All right.
I want to rent an old car from the 70s. I want to go out to California, Southern California, Nevada, that kind of place, and just drive around listening to 70s music.
I feel like that's the opening to Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
But I'm just driving in the desert, nobody else around.
Oh, that's true.
In the desert.
In the desert.
My dream. Pretty sandy.
Okay, but
I don't like sand. So here's coarse and rough. It gets everywhere.
But also, I just want to travel to Europe too.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like Europe is just the like it's got a little bit of something for everybody.
It's the place to be. So now, what's your favorite meal of the day?
Breakfast.
Not breakfast. Dinner.
Again, fight me.
Again, fight me.
I always forget breakfast. Like, I'll be going in the morning, and I'll get to school, and I'll be like, oh, I forgot breakfast. And, like, breakfast has just been ruined for me. I mean, I like breakfast food. That's amazing, but I'll just have it for dinner.
That's true.
That's a good idea.
Breakfast is, like, you could, like, I could seriously eat pancakes any, like, meal a day, 3 days a week.
I could only eat breakfast food for the rest of my life, and I'd be happy.
I'd be so happy.
Because it's got everything. You can have some meat with, like, bacon, ham, all that. You can get some good protein with eggs.
You can get steak and eggs, like, which is amazing.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like
you can put anything in an omelet.
Yeah.
What's stopping you?
No, there's nothing stopping. You want to put whipped cream in that omelet? You go ahead. We're going to judge you for it, but you know what? Go ahead.
You do that.
All right, so that's all the questions I have. Now, do you guys have anything you want to spout out?
Something about myself. I'm actually not from around here. I'm from Niles, Michigan, which is actually at the bottom of the mitten. And I wish I could show you guys, but if you're from Michigan, you know about the hand map. So in Michigan, you have the lower peninsula and the upper peninsula, and you put your hand, you put your right hand in the shape of the mitten, and then you have your other hand above that with your thumb up, and that's Michigan for you. And people will point to where they're from in Michigan. And I'm at the bottom of the left, like, at the bottom of your palm in the left side, in the left corner. That's where I'm from.
Okay, I can kind of visualize that looking at my hand right now.
Geography's whack.
Geography is whack. Okay, we'll be right back on High School Show. Stay with us.